Exclusive, Maine gubernatorial candidate Jonathan Bush. Voters are sick to death of the current governor. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 30, 2026. Maine Republican gubernatorial candidate Jonathan Bush explained that voters in Maine are sick to death of Maine's Democrat Governor Janet Mills, who is term limited. While speaking with Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle, Bush noted that while people think the state is irretrievably blue, the state is actually purple, and turning red. Maine is purple, and coming red this time around. We've changed governor's mansions every 8 years for the last 80 years. Everybody in Maine is sick to death of the current governor, who is term limited. But everybody running on the Democratic side is in her administration, Bush said. Boyle referenced an article from the Maine Morning Star and how several Democrats running for governor in Maine were trying to out-crazy each other with their positions, like promising full sovereignty to the Wabanaki nations. In response, Bush cited instances in which Democrats were focused on raising taxes, with zero economic growth. I have a list, which I call the bartender list. Which is, things that are perfectly normal to say in Maine. But if you said them anywhere else in the country, the bartender would cut you off like you'd had a few too many. Just wacky, wacky stuff. I was literally walking through our own sort of zombie alley here in Portland, Maine yesterday, with the reporter and talking to the addicts just shooting up right in front of me, taking dumps right in front of me, just tragically. And the cops not allowed to arrest them. We had a beauty recently. Somebody advocating for, one of the frontrunners on the Democratic side, making gas stoves illegal, Bush continued. Bush added that Maine had doubled its state budget without having economic growth to match. Bush continued to share that the state recently raised taxes again, noting that Maine was the fifth highest tax-loaded state in the country, and fifth poorest state. We decided the way to fix that was to make ourselves the third highest tax state in the country. If your product's not selling, you go on sale. It's what makes me feel like I can win this. Because I brought 1,000 jobs to Maine, and I know how to do it. If we get our packaging right, if we get our taxes down, and our bureaucracy down, and change our attitude, we've got the greatest people in the world, we've got the greatest landscape. We have enormous room to do things, incredible heritage industries. We're going to kill it.